ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy was killed Saturday after he was ambushed in Palmdale. He was found in his car.
Despite the medical staff's best efforts to save our deputy's life, regrettably, he succumbed to his injuries.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna, who says detectives are looking for more information about the shooter. A United Auto Workers source said the union had reasonably productive conversations Saturday with Ford. It was the second full day of the UAW strike. It saw workers off the job at a Ford facility in Michigan, along with a Stellantis plant in Ohio and a GM factory in Missouri. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton was acquitted of all 16 articles of impeachment. He had been impeached on charges of bribery and corruption. He's now returned to office. One person was killed in Maine after a tree limb fell on their car as the storm that was Hurricane Lee moved offshore. This is ABC News. Two people were arrested in New York City and charged with several crimes, including murder, in connection with the death of a one-year-old after drug equipment was found in a New York City daycare. Three other children were hospitalized, including a two-year-old boy in critical condition. It's a new controversy at the Social Security Administration, which is pushing to have some recipients repay thousands of dollars in overpayments. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
Former police officer Matt Cooper was shot between the eyes in 2018 while on duty responding to a shoplifting call.
It's hard to actually heal and get better when you're constantly having to revisit this, the worst day of your life.
He and his wife, Kristen, tell our ABC affiliate WSB in Atlanta that his Social Security and workers' compensation payments are a big part of the family's monthly budget. So the couple was stunned when they received a letter from the Social Security Administration demanding they pay back $30,000. The agency failed to correctly factor in Matt's workers' compensation in its calculation.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's time for the Devil's Lair right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Rob, tonight we're going to do something that we have never done here in the Devil's Lair. This is going to be a first one. So you people are all here to ride along. Founded in 2016 in Madison, Wisconsin, Pancromatic Steel has blazed an entirely new trail in the city's music scene, fusing island styles with pop hits, rock, and jazz. At the heart of Pancromatic sound is the steel drum, or steel pan as it's known in its native Trinidad and Tobago. It's a sawed-off 55-gallon oil drum hand-hammered to create tone-producing dents. Embracing steel pans' Caribbean origins while pushing into new musical territory, Pancromatic Steel includes vocals, horns, flute, keyboards, and multiple percussionists in the studio to tell us all about steel pan drums and to perform live music in the Devil's Lair is Chad, Josh, Julika Rose, and the rest of Pancromatic Steel. Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited.
Well, thanks, guys. Hey, we're thrilled to be here.
Wow. Okay. So welcome. And I think what we really want to do is learn more about you before we get to some music. Mm-hmm. I want to do music right now, but we'll hold on there. Okay. So let's introduce first Chad Bartel. So Chad, before you tell us a little bit about the band, how about... if people maybe don't know the unique instrument and everything, the history, everything that Rocker just laid out, tell us a little bit more about the steel pan drum and the back history.
Yeah, happy to. Well, it's a really fascinating instrument that we are just
in love with. It is, as Rocker said, from the island nation of Trinidad and Tobago off the coast of Venezuela in the Southern Caribbean. And being off the coast of Venezuela, they have a lot of oil there, right? And when you have a lot of oil, what else do you have? You have a lot of oil drums. And that's what these instruments are. They're just chopped off and hammered into a bowl with these dents that ring when you strike them with these mallets, and it makes a beautiful sound. The history is equally fascinating, really. It's Trinidad was a British colony, and there was a period of time when the colonial class prohibited people from really making music on any kind of instrument. And that led to local people making use of what they had. And at the time, it was just bamboo sticks and logs. Oh, wow. And so they got, you know, these were the precursors to the steel bands, just people pounding on bamboo sticks. But decades later, as there were naval bases in Trinidad, in addition to the petrochemical industry, there was just this massive amount of these garbage dumps that people would just find stuff to play. And they were used to doing that because they were doing that with bamboo sticks for decades. And
this is incredible.
It really is. It's fascinating. And then they eventually learned that, you know, not only can you beat on these things, but you can get notes out of them, yeah, pitches. And it happened really very quickly from the 1930s to the late 1940s. You know, these instruments went from just these rhythmic, percussive, clangy sounding things to a whole, you know, fully chromatic, you know, instruments with this beautiful sound, yeah, and the range of a symphonic orchestra from the bass all the way up to the sopranos. And it's to us, it's this perfect picture and story of human ingenuity and people making use of
no
what they have.
Kidding. Yeah. And, you know, I'm a big, like, recycler, reuse, all of that. And what a way to do it, it's, you know, to make it into something beautiful. Josh is in here with us, too. Do you know anything about, are there misconceptions? Do people think about the steel pan and they think, what is that?
Yeah, you know, the reality is a lot of people think of the steel pan or the steel drum as they know it as an instrument that's sort of exclusive to high-class vacationing. Which it is, you know, because that's, a lot of Americans, you know, vacation in the Caribbean. And,
yes.
And that's where, you know, the home turf of the steel pan. But, you know, the reality is that in the last 70 years or so, it's spread across the entire globe, and the music that has been composed for the instrument and for the ensembles that incorporate the instrument is,
yes,
actually quite sophisticated and deeper and richer than you might imagine.
I love that. I know Rocker had included this, but I was so curious about this because how do you and everyone with you become so interested in this instrument? Have you actually been there to see it and witness it and say, I want to play this?
Yeah, I mean, we visited, I've been to Trinidad a couple times now. Josh and his wife, Sarah, they honeymooned there, actually. And yeah, I mean, it's just something that there's a concept in Trinidad called the pan jumbi, which is the pan spirit that kind of just invades your soul and takes hold. And to us, it's really grabbed us and hasn't let go.
Oh, it's so good. We're lucky. Mm. Thank you. It looks like we're ready to get to some music. Rocker, are you
oh,
ready
my.
For this?
Well, after fixing a few technical glitches, okay, let's get back to the live music in the Devil's Lair. We'll let these guys go right
ooh
now because they're going to go get behind their instruments. Wait, before you go, though.
Uh-oh. One more thing.
Just one last
thing.
I forgot
thing.
The next song we're going to hear here in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the song is called La Samba. And I imagine this is a song destined to get the feet moving and the butt shaking. Yeah. Tell us
ooh
about this song before
well,
you play.
Well, it certainly is, Rocker. And it's actually the tune that we usually like to start our set with because it's an easygoing samba feel, and it helps us loosen up a little bit and improvise. But it suits us really well because several of our members are also members of the Hanfibians, which
oh,
is, of course,
nice,
the Brazilian samba school here in town. And so it's just a very comfortable piece for us to start our sets with usually.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll give you 1 second to go get
you
back to your
it
instrument. He's running
he's
into the
running
other studio.
This okay, band, next time he runs out there, I'm going to do some video.
Now, this band, uh-huh, they're eight pieces, right? And you can see the picture that you pasted on Facebook.
Yeah, I could not even fit it in the wide angle.
Normally, we have, you know, the performers right in here the studios, but they're out in the lounge.
HR land. Over there's finance. I think the bass drummers and the finance department.
That's awesome.
Well, let's see if they're ready. You guys ready?
Woo!
They're giving us a thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Okay.
This is going to be La Samba by the Pancromatic Steel live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
are listening to Max Inc. Radio, Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
Okay, that just made me happy.
Wow.
That was really fun. Oh, my goodness.
The Samba beat. Give the drummer some. That was awesome.
Oh. That was yeah. Oh, wow.
We got Chad and Josh, and they just got back from their instruments. So, guys, you know, we've heard a lot of different things going on. And before we learn about the band and the performers, tell us about the different instruments we just heard. I mean, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on, indeed.
You could share my microphone.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know, so Chad had pointed out earlier that, you know, the instruments have evolved from trash to symphonies, essentially. In Trinidad, where this, you know, where the instrument was born, there are bands that are 150 people large.
Wow.
Yeah. And they all participate in something called Panorama for their carnival tradition, which is a big competition among these steel bands of different neighborhoods. And, you know, what's happened over time is that they've sort of emulated the modern orchestra. So Chad was mentioning, you know, there's bass range instruments and cello range instruments and, you know, everything all the way up to the high voice melody instruments. Yeah.
What about this one gentleman here who jumped from the drums to the saxophone? Multi-talented.
He's also a flute player.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
That's Chad's brother, Nick.
And he just, is he the one that just came from the Willie Street Fair?
He was just gigging and ran over.
Yeah. He had like five cases, right?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, when he walked in. I remember him walking in. He had something on his back. Wow. He was carrying a bunch of stuff. Yeah, for
sure. Wow.
Just had to ask about it.
Yeah.
Well, how unique is this band instrumentation? I mean, are there bands like this, like, you know, traveling around playing on, you know, cruise ships?
Not
or,
that
you
we
know
of.
What's going on?
I mean, honestly, even within the steel pan community, I think we're sort of an anomaly. You typically see there are, you know, smaller combos. You might have one steel pan performing with a piano, bass, and drums in more of a jazz format. And then on the other side of that spectrum is what Josh mentioned earlier, which is these huge bands. And there's really not a whole lot going on in the middle. And that's the sweet spot, I think, that we're occupying. And not only that, but, you know, as you pointed out, Nick doubles on saxophone and flute. We actually have another part of our band. He's Stephen Beta is his name, and he's an excellent trombonist who learns to play steel pan in our band. And he doubles on his trombone, too. So we have a little mini horn section going
on.
We have Chris Rottmeier, who is just a world-class pianist, playing playing keyboard for us. You got to hear a little bit of that. And he gets a lot of different sounds out of what he's doing. So as far as we know, there's nobody painting with as broad a palette as we are in this space. And that's the origins of panchromatic. We're painting with a broad palette of colors.
I even heard a few bass solos there.
Oh yeah,
we got it. We got a damn good bassist too. Kevin Knapp is back there.
A few? Then he took too many.
well, let's hear the backstory. Yeah. How did panchromatic steel come together?
Well, you know, Chad and I had met, this was 8 years ago at this point? 7 years ago? We were both collaborating with another musician in town, Brandon Beebe, singer-songwriter.
Oh, yes, of course.
Very talented. And Chad and I met in the studio, and then it didn't make, nothing really happened as a result of that, but about a year later or so, we saw each other again at, it was the Tempest for some jazz. We were both viewers. And I got to talking, and turns out we both had an interest in starting a steel band. You know, just kind of as a thought, not something that we really thought would be possible. And then I think we had maybe a couple drinks, and we said, you know what, let's just do it.
Any gummies?
Oh no!
In the state of Wisconsin, I can't answer that.
Yeah, too soon. Too soon.
Smart, smart idea.
I was just thinking of Jimmy.
You know, and one thing led to another, and so we started off with Chad playing the sole steel pan, and we had backing instruments, but no other steel pans. And then, you know, then we decided to buy another instrument and found another instrument in the state that someone was essentially giving away. And then we gradually more people became interested and we were able to obtain more instruments. And now we have something like, what, 7 or 8 steel pans.
Oh yeah.
So does the band like kind of own the steel pans, or does each individual person kind of by their own, or how does that work?
It's a combination. I own several of our instruments, but Josh owns several of our instruments, and it's kind of an incestuous thing here. Everyone's loaning out their pans for other people to really master and play in our band, and there's a lot of trust around that, and it works out pretty well.
I just loved watching all of you. The young lady there. Oh my gosh,
that's Claire Despain.
Claire, yep. She's so fun because she's just jiving.
Oh yeah.
Oh man,
we love Claire in our band.
Yeah, and everybody had smiles. Everybody just looked like I am in my element, and I'm digging this so much. And I think that's why I walked away, even just from that first song, with such a big smile. Because
how could you play this music and not have a big smile? Right?
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
I closed my eyes. I had a pina colada. I'm on a beach.
Well, that guy cranking out the samba beat in the background, that's got to make you happy right there.
Yes. Oh, does that mean we get to go back to live music now?
We do.
Oh, yay.
Well, let's get back to live music with Pancromatic Steel and The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Iron Love. And is this song about your love of heavy metal?
In a sense, you could say that. No, it's not totally... So it's really about these part of a steel band is it involves beating on really iron, really chunks of iron. They're often brake drums from cars that you literally just take steel mallets and you're just pounding on these things, and it creates this clanging, beautiful, rhythmic sound. And it's a pop tune in Trinidad in the soca style. That's the pop music down there. And we'll get to hear on this tune Julika Rose Kelly, our singer, and I hope you'll enjoy that.
We know we will.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll let Chad get back over behind his instrument there. We're doing the transfer.
Yes, we are.
The Max Inc. Radio Studio Transfer.
It is so cool. We have never done this here before.
No.
We've had small bands in the bigger studio we have here now, but now we've taken over the entire office, basically. We've just taken it over.
Not so a con. Good. You can't even get in your office right now.
Nope, sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. We have what's the name of the song?
It is Iron Love.
Iron Love by Pancromatic Steel, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Iron Man, oh, he's sweeter than honey lick the pan, jam I am. A woman does leave the man. Iron Man, oh, he's sweeter than honey lick the pan, jam I am. A woman does leave the man. I bring it, 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 bring the iron love. I bring it, 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 bring the iron. All day, all day. Make some noise, jump around and make some noise. All day, all day. Make some noise, jump around and make some noise. Nothing sweeter than hearing the sound of old Diane beating whole day, whole day. Tell me where the Iron Man, cause he's missing from the band. Whole day, whole day. When the music fills you up, leave the stress of a long day, let me take on a journey. When the music brings you love, throw away all my burdens, heal all that is hurting. I bring it, 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 bring the iron love. I bring it, 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 bring the iron. All day, all day. Make some noise, jump around and make some noise. All day, all day. Make some noise, jump around and make some noise. The music fills you up. Leave the stress of a long day. Let me take on this journey. I ain't alive, alive, yeah. Everybody nice, yeah. Come and join the line. Heal all day, this hurting. Iron Man, oh, he's sweeter than honey lick the pan. Jam I am, a woman does lead the band. Iron Man, oh, he's sweeter than honey lick the pan. Jam I am, a woman does lead the man. bring it, I bring it, I bring it, I bring it, I bring it, bring the iron love. I bring it, I bring it, I bring it, I bring it, bring it, I bring it, bring the iron. All day, all day. Make some noise, jump around and make some noise. All day, all day. Make some noise, jump around and make some noise. A front line in the band, can't hear no Iron Man. All day, all day. So much of my mind longing for iron. All day, all day. It's over the iron, iron, iron. Beating the iron, iron, iron. Beating the iron, iron, iron. Jamming to iron. All day, all day. Make some noise. Jump around and make some noise. All day, all day. Make some noise, jump around and make some noise. I bring it, I bring it, I bring it, I bring it, bring the iron love. I bring it, 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 bring the iron love. I bring it, 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 bring the iron love. A woman does leave her man.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair. I have to tell you, Rocker, what a great sound.
That is, these guys are totally amazing.
Oh, and my gosh.
Their sound system, mic'd up. I mean,
it's great.
I'm going out and taking videos and photos. And in fact, if you're listening but you want to see what they look like,
sure.
Coming up at the very end of the set, we'll do a little Facebook Live on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page. I mean, they're just too much fun to watch to not share a little video of them.
Yeah, and with sounds the island so feel, good. Some of them don't even have shoes on. I mean, it's
well, that's
like
what
so
you got to do, right?
I know, exactly. I'm going to get my shoes off here and just sort of join in. The good feelings. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Okay, now that we are, you know, a bit settled in to the steel pan, the band's instrumentation, we've heard about the early history, let's start to meet the band. Now I cannot wait for this after watching them and just, again, all these smiles and talent. Let's meet vocalist and percussionist Julika Rose Kelly. Now, Julika, I just watched you dance as you were singing. It was so fun. You're also a songwriter, but you look familiar. Have I seen you on TV?
But it could be possible, yeah.
Oh, tell us. Tell
yeah,
us more.
I was on season 8 of American Idol. I made it to Hollywood, to Top 70. That was the same season as Adam Lambert.
Oh, so,
yeah. If you were watching that, then you may have seen me.
Yes. That is awesome, though. Yeah, we're very proud to know you.
And oh, thank you.
How fun for you now to play with this group, because it really does. It looks like you are just enjoying this so much. So tell us a little bit about how you met and why you're doing this kind of music with Panchromatic Steel.
Yeah, I mean, the whole experience has been, this has been one of the most unique bands that I've ever played in. It's just, I've been able to learn about another culture musically, which is really, really cool. And then just watching Chad bring in all different types of musicians, different cultures of musicians, different ages, and we all come together and network as musicians has been just a really great experience.
Yeah, it shows, doesn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now I've got a factoid that 6 band members have had 5 babies since the pandemic. Does your rehearsal facility include a nursery? And tell us about the new generation boom in the band.
You know, I think Chad did the math on that because I'm too tired as a parent of two young ones to do that kind
dads.
Of math. Yeah, you know, we don't technically have a nursery, but somehow we've been able to make it work. You know, I think one of the nice things about this band is that, you know, we have a large network of musicians, even more than you see in the studio today. And so they're essentially subs that have come in and helped out with the young parents. and we're getting to the point where, you know, we can reintegrate and keep playing and working.
So when you guys are on the road, a lot of married couples in the band, you guys have arguments about directions?
I can't speak for all of the couples in the band. No, it's been great. I think that there's a strength that comes, you know, with having some partnerships in the band, it makes it more of a family, because it literally is a family.
Well, let's get back to live music with Pancromatic Steel and the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Another Batch of Cookies.
Oh.
Are we talking about the kind of cookies that I might find at the Mifflin Street Block Party?
In the state of Wisconsin, I can't answer.
Oh, no!
Oh, tell us about
this
song.
He's held on us twice now.
Yeah.
He won't right. let into That's my okay. jokes, my cookie jokes.
He's smart that way.
Well, this is an original composition that we put together pretty recently, and it's actually based on something that I was involved with. My band in college did something sort of along these lines, and at that time that tune was called Cookies. And so this is Another Batch of Cookies, because it's kind of based on something we did back then.
All right.
Well, I love the backstories always. Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's hear Another Batch of Cookies, and then we'll take a short break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
As he's running out to get back to his steel pan.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like a maze out there.
It really is.
I mean, there's a lot of instruments that they have to, and chords.
Yes. We're so grateful to have them come in and do this with us, though. And incredible.
And we've plugged an 8-piece steel pan band into the radio station.
Yes. Rob was making a funny earlier saying, well, the one drummer, he's actually like in Sage, who is the big boss. He's in his office right now. And they're really not. So, if any of our coworkers are listening, everything's okay. But we have taken over the whole space pretty much.
Yes, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
let's hear another song from Pancromatic Steel. This is Another Batch of Cookies in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you.
listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. More from the Devil's Lair right after this.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. matinee concert series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
You are listening to The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, we're going to get right back to The Devil's Lair here
with
Pancromatic Steel. Pancromatic Steel, you guys could be the Spinal Tap for guitarists. You've been through 5.
Oh, no.
Tell us about their fates. I mean, are these people okay? Are they still around? What happened?
Legally, I can't say.
Oh, no.
No, they're fine. They're all well as far as we know. They didn't meet their demise in our band. We can at least say that.
So tell us about your
story there. Your guitar player.
Well, there's not really a big story to tell other than that we started out playing with guitarists because that's typically what you do when you start a band, right? You find a good guitarist. But, you know, we as we evolved a little bit, we realized, you know, maybe we want to be a band that doesn't have a guitar just to show that you can do that. I mean, and as much as we love guitarists, and there are several, you know, musicians that we've played with that we love, you know, as people and as musicians. But for our band, we just decided that we're not going to have guitar in our band.
Let's just say that's what happens when one of the steel drums disappear.
Oh, I don't know. Rob has his eye on one of those drums, so watch out for him. You know, it's so interesting, until we actually talked about not having guitar, I shouldn't say this loudly, but I didn't miss it.
Oh, whoa. It's like cable TV.
I know, right? Oh, my goodness.
You know, let's give the drummer some.
Yeah.
Josh Polterek, he's out there. That's you?
Yeah, and it's Polterek, which is a Polish mead, we recently realized. Oh. Yeah.
Now tonight, you guys have a drummer with you who's playing the kit back there. Tell us about your drummer.
Well, I can talk about myself, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I would ask the drummer, but he's out in the field.
Well, I think where you're going here is I've been the drum set player for the band, but there was a stint where I was aiming to play pan, and you know, we mentioned that we have some marriages in the band. Well, my wife and I were this was a few years ago, but we were had been recently married, and she was on leave from work because she had had hip surgery, and so she was home all the time. And I said, you know, if you're bored, you can feel free to just tinker around on the set of steel pans. And in about, I don't know, a week, she had far surpassed my skill on the instrument. And so, you know, fast forward a few months, she became a member of the band and still is on that the double seconds pan instrument.
Just never know.
So I've retained my seat as drum set player, except for gigs when Greg Riss back there is an excellent percussionist and drum set player when he's on the skins.
Well, excellent. I've loved listening to him. Let's get back to live music.
Yeah.
With Pancromatic Steel in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called El Garbanzo Negro. Is this today's special? I mean, I'll have the F-bomb with falafel.
I could promise you something tasty. I don't know about that, but This is a fun tune. We love, this is actually the first tune that we ever recorded professionally in a studio. And it was a piece that was composed by a Swiss pianist, a man named Claudio Pini, who actually, we were very sad to report, recently passed on at a young age. And but we are carrying his torch forward and performing several of his compositions that he graciously allowed us to record and perform. And this is a very neat piece. It features several different rhythms that you'll recognize from the Caribbean, including a reggae pattern and a montuno and a salsa pattern. So it kind of wraps everything into one nice package.
That sounds wonderful. All right. He's running out there.
I have
to tell you, we are getting texts.
Oh, yes.
Off of our text line. This one coming in, sounds great tonight. Music, and earlier, they must have heard Jimmy K live at the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, where there's a live show that we are part of tonight. They liked the comedy. They thought the young man that was on was pretty cool. You just never know what you're going to get from Maxi Radio.
Yeah, we bring in more comedians on.
Yeah.
Think, you know, there's you know, the comedian scene is a little like the music scene.
It really is.
So they have, you know, a little racket going on. But hey, let's get back
okay,
to Pink Romantic Steel. Here we go. This song, El Garbanzo Negro, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Mags Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network and live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
Wow, this has been quite an amazing performance. We're waiting for Chad to get in
there. Come on in, Chad.
Chad, we want to tell you right away, we're running out of time quickly. Okay. We still have a couple more songs.
All right.
Tell us how we can keep up with Pancromatic Steel online.
Yeah, Facebook is really the best way. We're pretty active on that. We like to post our schedule, but we post fun things like recipes and fun things, factoids about Trinidad and Tobago, and we love to have develop a community that way.
Yeah, it makes it much more personal.
It does.
Oh, excellent. Are you going to jump right back to the music?
Yeah, we're running out of time. I want to hear music, so let's get back to some live music with Pancromatic Steel and Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called The Hammer. Just briefly tell us about that, and you guys just keep playing.
Yeah, it's a tune, this music is, as you can tell, very fun to do, to perform and learn. And some of the music in Trinidad comes from a tradition out of the 70s called soca, which is, they have some steel pans in the music, but it's a lot of like electric keyboards and electric guitars and bass and a lot of singing. And one of the stars that emerged from the soca and previous to that, the calypso tradition, which is kind of spoken word in almost rap style of like the 50s and 60s in Trinidad. One of the stars that emerged sort of second generation after that was a guy named David Rudder, and he wrote this tune called The Hammer that we'll play. And The Hammer is, as you may have guessed, if you were listening earlier, these instruments are struck. You know, they start off as these oil barrels, and they're struck with literal hammers to make the right pitches. And so this is an homage to the steel pan's creation.
Awesome. Let's hear it. Pancromatic Steel, live in the Devil's Lair. Josh is running back to his drum kit right now. And we'll keep them playing. Hopefully we'll make it here before the end. Pancromatic Steel, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Somewhere up in Laventille, many years ago, a man had a hammer, used to follow him to and fro. He used to use it to pound a pan, or sometimes a stupid man, all in the savannah, never miss panorama, no. One day the old hammer just disappeared, oh. Silver chariot riding to the sun, leaving fire in its way, spirits on the run, run. As we gather around that day, I his sister Sheila say, how last night you see a sign, she's in a hammer and they're doing fine, oh. Same time thunder roll out, she ball out, you see, he done start to tune up and already, oh, where the man with the hammer gone. Sheila, what going on?
Tell me where you go.
This hammer gave me a heavy horn.
Tell me where you go.
This thing like police boots on my car.
Tell me where you go.
listening to The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, this has been one amazing night. Chad, Josh.
Everyone.
I think just stay in there, get back behind your instruments right now. This next song, it's called Kiss from a Rose.
You're really making them run.
Yeah, I'm making them run. Thanks so much for coming in. We have like 2 minutes, so we're just going to let you play out the last of Kiss from a Rose, and we'll fade out with you guys. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
They're giving us all the high fives.
Yes, yes, in
Let's
case
hear it.
You're wondering.
Pancromatic Steel, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Heavy is next.
Did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? And baby, a man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. And won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become
alive? You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
And baby,
talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic
ABC News. I'm Brian Clark.